Gerard is a longtime video and audio producer. To get the consistency right, he generated approximately 1,000 clips to make what you just watched. And after trying lots of AI video tools, we found Google VO and Runway to be the best. Yes, in VO or Runway, we could have typed in a woman and a robot working out and gotten something. And even though she looks exactly like me, with that simple technique, we wouldn't have been able to make those characters consistent in every scene. And by the way, these clips and the sounds you hear were generated with VO3, Google's latest model that combines visuals and audio. Our film is actually a mix of shots from both VO2, VO3, and Runway. Let's dissect this scene to see how we did it. First, we had to create and gather our characters. We used Midjourney to design our star, Optimax 5000. It took a few iterations. To create me, we gathered some photos, and the neighborhood was made in Runway. Then we took these images of the characters and the background and put them into Runway's references tool and wrote a prompt describing the scene we wanted. Out came the first frame of the scene. Then we fed that image into Google VO and wrote a new prompt to create the motion. And then we picked the best version that AI generated. For some shots that didn't have characters, like in our suspense scene at the end, we used text-to-video prompts in VO3. And if you're wondering how we made this handsome fella, we used an image generator to create our ideal mad scientist. Then I did my best impression of how I thought he'd gesture and sound like on camera.
Design them to optimize workplace efficiency.
And we uploaded the image and the video of me into Runway Restyle. Once we had the clips, we brought them into Adobe Premiere for editing and sound.
Max's voice.
And Chip's voice
were generated in 11 labs. The AI audio tool lets you describe the voices you want or even clone your own. But I recorded my own character because 11 labs couldn't quite get my inflection right.
Go away.
And that song you hear at the end of the film? Made with Suno, an AI music generator. And yes, the script was written by us humans, not AI. We estimate the total cost would have been around $1,000 for Google and Runway's tools. We paid for some of it, and the companies gave us special access to the rest.
So why did we put ourselves through all of this?
Well, AI isn't perfect. But if we were making this in real life, we would have needed a crew and a much bigger budget. These tools are improving scarily fast. But they're nothing without human input, creativity, and original ideas.